FM 90.3 WJTL, Tim Timmons, Mighty Christmas. Rebecca St. James, Happy Christmas. And of course, birthday girl Lisa Landis and the Cookie Breakers with the 12 Days of Cookies. Good morning, Minnie and Fred with you, 7:06.
If you believe in the ministry of WJTL, stand with us today by sending your end of the year donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, PA, 17545. Or you can make a pledge or a donation online at WJTL.com. In case you didn't know it, your support really does keep WJTL on the air, ministering to listeners like you in our area and online and around the world 24 hours a day. And so me and Fred want to say thank you.
We've done a lot of fun things here at WJTL over the years. This might be one of the funnest. We have a brand new game. It's called Kids Cookie Shop, a fun family card game. And the creator of that card game is with us this morning, our dear friend Brian Smith. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So great to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you too.
We're trying to remember how long ago it was that you interned here and then worked here. You were here in Chicken House days.
Yep, I was. I got my license so I could sleep on the Chicken House floor and we could play music all night long.
It was that long ago that Brian's like, that was called internship back then? That was so funny.
Before computers.
Yeah. It was that long ago that I actually forgot that it happened.
Oh, that's too funny. Now, in addition to creating the Kids Cookie Shop game, you created the very first WJTL website.
Yeah, I did. And email, right?
Yeah, and you invented email. What year was the first JTL website? Was that 94?
Yeah.
That sound right?
It was back in the early 90s, that is for sure.
And this is not the first game you've created for us. You created the Snowball Blast game. Tell us about that.
Snowball Blast, and we did Web Watcher, if you remember
Web
Watcher.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
That crazy game, yeah. We've done a few
a
fun
lot of
things.
Fun. Yeah. Well, today we're talking about Kids Cookie Shop. It is a fun family card game. Tell us about it.
Well, several years ago, I think I was hanging out with you and I was like, why don't we do a card game for the Kids Cookie Break? And Fred was like,
you go for it. You have at it, my friend. Have at it.
So I took that response and thought, well, it's up to me. So after many years of thinking about it, where you do a lot of thinking in the shower and as you're on long drives, I came up with the Kids Cookie Shop and just decided to make it. Made it one day, brought it down, and we sat around and played it. Fred, Stacy, Lisa.
Yeah.
We just hung out and played the game and decided that'd be a fun addition to the lineup here at JTL. Something fun.
And it says, battle your fellow players to become Kids Cookie Shop manager by filling cookie orders for some of your favorite Kids Cookie Break favorites. And I know when playing with my grandkids, you're not really battling. You're actually trying to help each other get cookies because there's a lot of different cookies. It's really fun. The chocolate chip cookies, gingerbread cookies, lemon crinkles. There's the sugar cookies, the peanut butter fingers, and oatmeal raisin.
Wow, you named them all. That's really good. That's like the 12 cookies of Christmas.
I know, right? Well, thank you, Lisa, for helping us do that. Yeah, so like when you started thinking of this game, what was the beginning? What was your idea?
Well, to be honest, our friend Lau Wenger introduced us to games back in the day. And we've been playing games with our family for years and years and years. And we just value, you know, the time that we can spend around the table with each other playing games, you know. And, we have a whole closet full of games, actually, at our house.
Right.
And it was like, well, it'd be fun to do this. And obviously a cookie-themed game for the cookie break and using some of the favorite, you know, cookie break musicians and having them all be a part of it and something that the kids would know. And even if you don't listen to the Kids Cookie Break, it's still a fun game, even if you don't really know all the different people in the game. But being able to sit down with your family and just enjoy some time. Everybody's, you know, busy staring at their phones nowadays. And especially now that winter is upon us, and maybe even tomorrow when the snow is out, those people that have the game can break it out. And after they get in from making a snowman and decorating, whatever they do outside with all the snow, they can come in and have, a little bit of hot chocolate and some cookies, right?
The Kids Cookie Shop game is a fun family card game. Age-wise, who's it appropriate for?
I think the box said 7+. I think we decided on that. But to be honest with you, if you know somebody who can count to 5,
yeah,
you know, if you can make it by counting to 5, you can play the game.
Yeah, we've played with younger. About how many can play?
You know, it's really up to you. You know, I guess we suggest, you know, 2 to 5 players. Probably the sweet spot is around 3, 4.
Yeah,
in that,
I agree.
In that range. But I think we've stretched it already to 7 people playing, you know, just to include everybody, you know.
Yeah, and there's characters like Stephen Courtney.
Oh, yeah.
There's characters like Grandma Landis.
Oh, she's a good one.
Yeah, of course, Lisa, Mindy.
Chip Crumbly, I believe.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, the dastardly Chip Crumbly.
And Gwenda Gumshoe.
Our friend Randall Goodgame of Slugs and Bugs fame. There's all kinds of fun cards.
There really is. I mean, it's, you know, if you're a fan of, you know, the kids' cookie break and of Christian music, there's just, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff to find in the game.
Yeah. So where can people find the game?
Well, you can go to kidscookieshop.com, and there's links there to order it. And you can also, I think, drop by here at certain times and just pick it up here at the station if you so want to.
We've had a couple of people do that. I think online is probably the easiest way. Kidscookieshop.com is the place, and it is available for Christmas still.
Yep, we'll get it out for Christmas, and you can have it. It's a, you know, it's a fun addition. It, you know, it's not actually a ton of money, so it's, you know, a valuable gift.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, where else can you find? Nowhere. There's only one kids' cookie break, you know, thing like this, the kids' cookie shop game. It's really fun, and for a show that's been around 20 plus years that Lisa's been doing. And it's her birthday. You know, it's kind of a cool thing to have that all tie together today.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Brian, thanks for being with us. Coming up later on this morning, I think Mindy and I have a chance for you to win one of these.
Yay!
Just in case you'd like to do that. On the way, more music to Tori Kelly, Trinity, and more next.